Today's share of the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darm Daf Yotes. We're learning today Lu'ilu Nishmas Sylvia David and Susan Marilyn Topiel, Sara Miriam Ben Reb Yitzchak Kalevi. We're also learning Lu'ilu Nishmas David Goldberg, David Ben Azriel Zelig. All the Nishmas we learned for us have an Aliyah from our learning. And we pick up the Gemara on Yotes Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top. We have to remind ourselves we're in the middle of an explanation between a seeming stira between our Mishnah, which said that we go by Nedarim L'chumra, when there's a doubt, we go L'chumra, if you're not sure, Sofik Nedarim L'chumra, and we had a Mishnah in Taharos, which seemed to suggest the opposite, that we go in regards to Nazir, which is a type of Neder, that we go L'kula, when there's a doubt. So how do we reconcile that? So Reb Zeira had said that our Mishnah is a different Tana than the Tana in Taharos. And the Tana in Taharos is the lenient opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds that we go leniently when there's Sofik by Naziris, which is a type of Neder, as I said, so we go Lekula. And our Mishnah, the Tana, goes Lechumra. So that's what was Zeira's Teretz yesterday. We had tried to slug it up yesterday. We weren't successful. We'll try again today. Ele'i Kasha HaKasha. Again, we begin 8 lines at the top, Yotesim and Aleph, with if there is a problem with Rav Zeira, here's the problem with Rav Zeira's Teretz. El Yikasha HaKasha, this is the problem, that we can't explain that Rabbi Elazar is the one that holds Lekula, because we have a Braisa. The Braisa says as follows, Sofek Mashkin Litomei. If you have a doubt whether the Mashkin did or did not become Tomei by coming into contact with something that was Tomei, so then we go L'chumra, and we say that they are Tomei. Li Tomei here means that they themselves become Tomei. And this is based upon the principle, and you can see this in the Rosh, in Dibur Maskul Dochon, where he says that these Tumas or Adin Daraisa by Mashke. That's based upon Tumas Atzmon Yesh Bohen. There is a concept, Mid Daraisa, of the liquids becoming Tomei. The Dorish, that we bring down the Pasuk from Shmini, Asher Yishoseh, B'chol Kli Yitmo. So this item that you'll drink, these liquids, can become Tomei. And therefore, this is Adin, we go, Sofeg Daraisa L'chumra. When in doubt, did somebody touch this Mashke or not? As you can see in the Rosh, the Ramasu, Sofik Mashkin Li Tomei, Tomei. So he says in this situation, Meforish Lebe Masnisen, the Mishnah in Taharos, tells us, Kigon, Shahoisa, Kikar Tmeya Biyodo. He had something Tomei in his hand, Uposhto Levein Mashkin Tahorin, and he put that in between Mashkin Tahorin, and it's a Sofik Naga, Sofik Lo Naga. Did he not touch the Mashkin with his Tomei item? So in this situation, we go Sofik Doraisa L'chumra. That's the way the Rosh understands this. However, L'tamei Acherim. Now, in the next Dibur Matzah on the Rosh, he says, what is this talking about? Ketzer Hayamako Biyodo. He has a stick in his hand, Uberosho Mashkin Tmein, and at the head of the stick, there are some Mashkin that are Tmein. The Zarku Levein Kikoros Torin, and it comes and moves in between Kikaros that are not Tomei, that are Tahorin. And it's a Sofik. Did they or did they not touch the Mashkin Tomei? Nogat Sofik, Lo Naga. So in this situation, when it's to be Metame something else, the Braisa says, Tahor. We say that it's Tahor, Divrei Rav Meir. These are the words of Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. And as you can see in the Likutei Rashi, down bringing down the Rashi, the real Rashi that we have from the Gemara over there, where it says that according to this opinion, we don't go L'chumra when they're Metame something else. Well, L'tame Yacherim, which is a din d'rabbanon, and therefore the rabbis do not go there in this situation that we go Sofek Tumah L'chumra, because this is a din d'rabbanon, and therefore we go Sofek Tumah L'kula, and we say it's not Metame these Kikaros that it may or may not have come into contact with. This is the opinion of Rabbeir. And similarly, the Chayin, Hi, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Kedvarav. Oh, our Rabbi Elazar says just like Rav Meir. In other words, he holds that we go, in this situation, Sofek Lekula, because it's a Din D'Rabbanan. No problem with that. However, we question, is this really true? Umi Svir Leil Rabbi Elazar, Litame Tame. Does Rabbi Elazar hold that in the first case, that we go, that it's a din d'oraisa, that the mashkin can accept tumah based upon the pasuk in Shmini, does he really hold that? Does he say that the mashkin can accept tumah with d'oraisa, and therefore, when it's a sofik, did they or did it not become tumah, we go l'chumra, sofik d'oraisa l'chumra. I'll show you that that's not true, because we have another braisa that says that Rabbi Elazar holds l'kula in that situation. Well, Tanya, what's the other braisa? Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein tumah l'mashkin kol ikor. He says that mashkin do not have a tumah mid d'oraisa. And therefore, the only tumah they can have is a tumah mid-rabbanan. And therefore, you should go sofik tumah likula. So Rabbi Loza says that ain't tumah l'mashkin koliko. They don't have the ability to accept tumah on a deraisa level. And he says, Teda, you should know, she hare heyid Rav Yossi ben Yoezer, each sreda, Yossi ben Yoezer, each sreda, was also of this opinion, and he made two statements in the Mishnayos in Edios. And he said, number one, that al ayil kamsa docha, the word docha means tahar. And he says, ayil kamsa is a certain type of a grasshopper known as the ayil kamsa. It looked a little bit, the stomach like an ayil, and it was known as the grasshopper, and it's like an ayil. An ayil is like a certain type of a deer, like a hart. And this kamsa, this grasshopper, this possibility that grasshoppers are kosher or not kosher. There's simonim as to whether grasshoppers are kosher or not. We, in the Ashkenazi communities, do not have any mesorah, and we don't eat any grasshoppers. But in the true Eidos HaMitzrach, so they still have kabbalahs, and they do eat certain types of grasshoppers, that they have a kabbalah, that they are in fact kosher. So he had the statement that ayil kamsa, this certain type of a grasshopper, is dochen, is a kosher type of a grasshopper. Fine, we're not interested in that right now. We're interested in the next part, which says, al mashkin beis mit bichaya, the mashkin that come out from the blood of animals, or the water that's used to rinse in the beis hamikdash, the area of the where it's dirty with blood, etc., and other things, also is dochen. That liquid that comes out from the animals, the blood or water that we use to clean that area, is not also mid-daraisa capable of accepting tumah. Now, in that situation, we clearly see that Rabbi Elazar holds, like Yossi ben Yoezer ish tzreda, that liquids do not accept tumah on a daraisa level. So we seem to have a steer over here. The first opinion that we brought down from Rabbi Elazar says he holds like Rabbi Meir, that mashkim do have the ability to accept tumah on a deraisa level, and that's why we went l'chumra. And then, in the second opinion, he holds like Yossi ben Yoezer, ish sreda, who says that mashkim beis mit b'chaya are dochan, do not have the status of accepting tumah on a deraisa level. So the Gemara says, well, ha'nichal Shmuel, according to Shmuel, this isn't the stira, because Shmuel holds the Omar, dochan, when he used the lashon over here, dochan, it meant milnetame acherim, that they don't have the ability to go be metame something else. But on their own, avol tumas atzvun yesh behen, so therefore shapir. But according to the way Shmuel understood this, there's no contradiction between Rabbi Elazar, because when he agrees with the Remeir, and he agrees with Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, ish treda, so he's saying the same thing. On a deraisa level, liquids can accept tumah, and only on a derabbanan level will they be able to transmit, but they can't transmit on a daraisa level. So there's consistency between these two braises, and no stira in what Rabbi Elazar holds. So shapir, everything works out fine. But according to Rav, El Rav, he understood that Yossi ben Yoezer ish sreda is saying dochon mamish, 100%, not on a daraisa level, and not even on a derabbanan level. So then, ma'ikul l'meimar, so then what are you going to say over here? They're not able to accept tumah on any level whatsoever, and they don't transmit tumah on any level whatsoever. So therefore, there seems to be a stira in Rabbi Elazar. How can you tell me that Rabbi Elazar holds that the Beis mit b'chaya is not capable of accepting tumah, and yet he holds, in the case of the tumah item that possibly touched the liquids, that we go l'chumra. It should be a din d'rabbanan, and we should go l'kula. So there's a problem over here in understanding Rabbi Elazar's shita. And if this is true, so then how can you tell me that Rabbi Elazar is the one that goes l'kula in regards to Naziris? You see here, on the first brisa, that he goes l'chumra, even by this din d'rabbanan. So how can you tell me he's the author of the braisa that says that by Naziris we go Sofik Naziris Lekula? So that's the question ultimately that we have based upon Rav's understanding of the Machlokas on the Mashkin Beis Mit Bechaya. How could that possibly be the same Rabbi Elazar that says Naziris is Lehokil? So it says, Yataka, you're right. Ella, you know what the answer is? It's not what Rav Zeret suggested. Ella, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon. The way we reconcile our Mishnah, which goes l'chumra, that stam nedarim l'chumra, that's going to be Rabbi Shimon. And the Mishnah in Taharos, which says that stam neziros is l'kula, so then we go by Rabbi Yehuda. So that's how we're going to reconcile it. It's the two different Tanoic opinions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What is that, the Tanoic? Because we're in the following of the Braisa. Hareini Nazir, if a person says, I will become a Nazir if, im yesh bakriyazeh, if in this pile of grain there is mea kor, 100 kor. Kor again is 30 saw, it's a very large amount. If 100 kor, 100 times 30 saw, if that's how much grain is over here, I'm going to become a Nazir. And then he went to go count it up. Baholach, umetzah shenignav oshavat. And he goes to count it up, and he sees some of the grain's been stolen or some of the grain's been lost, so he'll never know, was there 100 kor here or not? So what do we do in this situation? Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Rabbi Yehuda says the guy is not a nozer because we go lekula in this situation. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah in Taharos that says stam nezirus lekula. And Rabbi Shimon Paskins also, he says no, the guy is a nozer. He's the author of our Mishnah that says stam nedarim. We go lechumra. So that's how we want to reconcile the two Mishnayis. So Gemara says, wait a second. The Rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, he seemed to have here a stira in what Rabbi Yehuda says. You're telling me over here the Rabbi Yehuda holds that we are going lekula, but I'll show you elsewhere that he goes lechumra. Me, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo ma'ilinish nafshi l'sveika. Your understanding of Rabbi Yehuda is a person who doesn't want to put himself into a suffix situation to be a nazir. So that's why you're saying that he says that you're matir, you're not a nazir. That implies that he doesn't want a person to go into a suffix situation and become a nazir. But, Rumini, I'll show you that that's not true. Our own Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer stam trumo b'Yehuda asura ubegalu muteris. Our very Mishnah said that if a man made a neder on a kikar, and he said, this kikar should be to me like truma. So in Yehuda we said that's asura, but in the Gala we said that's muteris. And the reasoning was because in Yehuda they're constantly dealing with truma salishka. So they're familiar with truma salishka, and we go luchumra, that maybe the person meant truma salishka, which is a dover hanador, and not truma, which is a dover osur. And therefore in Yehuda we go luchumra and we're osur. However, uba galil muteris. Rav Yehuda said in the Galil, and only in the Galil are you muteris, because in the Galil they don't deal at all with the truma salishka. They're far away from the base of Mikdash, and when they refer to truma, they refer to not truma salishka, but the truma. Shein anshei agolam akirin is truma salishka, and therefore when they say truma, they mean the dover osur truma, and therefore the neder doesn't take effect on it. But that implies that the only reason in the Galil that we say that the neder doesn't take effect on the kikar is because taimo de ein makir, because they're not familiar with truma salishka. Implication being, return to your tesel mibeis, ha makirin, if they were familiar with truma salishka, then this suffix situation, did they mean truma salishka or did they mean truma? So did they mean it should be taking effect, the kikar should be like a dover that was nader and it would be an effective neder? Or did they say that it would take effect on something that was asur, truma, and would not be an effective neder? How does he paskin? Asurin. So therefore, how can you tell me Rabbi Yehuda goes by nedarim, stam nedarim lekula? Here you see that he goes stam nedarim lechumra. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, that's the girsa that we have. But if you look in the Rosh's girsa is Elo Amar Rabba, because this is now going to be a different teretz. And in fact, if you look at that goes and siyunim, in Os Aleph, he brings down that the girsa of the Rosh over here, as well as in the Shita Mukubetzis, he brings down that there is this Shita of Elo Omar Rava, although some support argues of just saying Omar Rava. Anyway, we'll read it Elo Omar Rava. Rava gives a different teretz, and he says, Gabe Kri Kisavar. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that in regards to the Kri, that you're a mutter, you're not going to be a Nazir in that situation when you can't figure out how much grain was in the Kri because some of it was stolen or lost. He says the reason there is because if you're a Sofek Nazir in that situation, it's actually far worse than being a Vadei Nazir. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says in that situation that a person doesn't put himself into a Sofek situation intentionally. Because Gabi Kriik Sovar Kosha Sveko Chomur Mi Vadei Lom Ayal Nafshil Sveka. Nobody in their right mind is going to put themselves into a Sofek situation, which is actually worse than if they were a Vadei in that situation. Now, why is that? Because the Ilu Gabi Nazir Vadei, a person was a Nazir Vadei. So at the end of his 30 days of the Nazirus, Megaleach, Umevi Karbon, Venechal. He's allowed to go and bring a Karbon and cut his hair, bring the Karbon, and then he's allowed to go and drink wine. He's allowed to go and have grapes, etc., because his Nazirus is over. So by the Vadai, there's a definite end to it. However, Al Sveiko, but if a person is a Sufik, maybe I'm a Nazir, maybe I'm not, Lo Motzi Megaleach. He's not going to be able to be Megaleach. Now, why will he not be able to be Megaleach? Because he can't bring his Karbonos. The person is incapable of bringing a carbon in this situation because, let's say he's not a Nazir. So, okay, he can bring the Ola, he can bring the Shlomim, that's not a problem. But how can he bring a Chattas? You're only allowed to bring a Chattas if you're Vada obligated to bring a Chattas. And therefore, this guy's stuck. Yes, he could bring the Ola and Shlomim, and technically he would be able to cut his hair, but that's only b'diavet. L'chatchila, you don't cut your hair till you bring all three. And the guy can't bring a Chattas because he's not Mechoyev Vada to bring the Chattas, and you can't bring the Chattas al Sofek. Tosos in Nazir, he has a very brilliant question. Why can't the guy go and make a Tanai? And he says, if I'm in fact a Nazir, there was 100 a core worth of grain in this pile, so then I am not making a neder of Naziris because I'm already a Nazir. But if there wasn't 100 core of grain, then I'm saying I'm taking upon myself a voluntary Naziris, and then Mimonashach. Either he was already a Nazir, or he's becoming a Nazir now, and he can bring the Chatz, because he's definitely a Nazir. Bomb Kasha, a great Kasha Tosos, but he gives a great Teretz over there as well. And Tosos over there says, no, that would be great if he stays Tar, but what happens if he becomes Tameh? And we're talking here, Tosos says that he became Tameh in between his statement that I'll be a Nazir if there's 100 core of grain over here, and before he makes his second statement that tonight I'll become a Nazir if I wasn't the Nazir originally. He's stuck, because now he has to go and bring the Nazir Tumah Taglachas Korbanos, which also include Korbanos that you can't bring voluntarily. And in that situation, he's really going to be stuck. He has to bring the Asham Nazir, and the Asham Nazir you can't go bring voluntarily. So here he's going to be stuck, and that's why Tosa says, you can't, this is a good idea, why don't you make a Tanai over here? Won't work. In any event, so that's what Rabbi says is the Terence over here. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah clearly does hold that in a Suffolk situation, we go Luchumra. And the only reason in the situation of the 100 core that it's Navad or Nignav, where he says in that situation we go Lakula, is because the Suffolk situation is worse than the Vade situation. And therefore there's no stira between the two, because in this Suffolk situation is worse than the Vaday, a person won't put himself into such a condition. However, in general, such as in our Mishnah, a person will put himself into a Suffolk situation where we go Luchum. So that is Rava's Teretz. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda doesn't like it. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava. And he says, what happens if a person says, Ama Harini Nazir Olam? Now, this situation where a person says that if there are 100 core grain over here in this pile, then I'm a Nazir, and we can't find out if there is or was there not 100 core of grain over there, so that seems to apply, will be a Nazir, and that includes all types of Nazirim. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says, what happens if he said, I will be a Nazir Olam, right? It didn't specify what type of Nazir. Now, a Nazir Olam is different than a regular Nazir, in that a Nazir Olam is permanently a Nazir. It doesn't end at 30 days. And therefore, in such a situation, the person is never going to have his taglachas because he's a Nazir Olam. And therefore, the Suffolk situation of being a Nazir Olam is no worse than the Vade situation of being a Nazir Olam. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda says that a person in that situation is not going to become a Nazir. So that seems to contradict what we just said. My, what's the halach in that situation? Isn't it going to be that the Suffolk and Vade are the same, and yet Rav Yehuda says that he's not a Nazir, so that slugs up your Teretz, Rava. So Rava says, no, it doesn't, because Amalei says, no, Nazir Olam, even the Nazir Olam, Nami Sveiko Chomur Mi Vade, even his Suffolk situation is more Chomur than the Vade situation. Aye, they both can never cut their hair. Where it says, no, Rava tells us that the Ilu Vade, by the Vade Nazir Olam, Hich Bitsaro, every year, for example, his hair becomes so long and so heavy, Mekel Batari is allowed to go and bring the Karbanos of a Nazir Tar. He brings the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatos, and his Mekel Batari, and is allowed to go and cut his hair. Maybe Shlomim Shlemus. He brings the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatos, because he's a Vadai Nazir Olam, and the din is the Nazir Olam is allowed to cut his hair once a year. When his hair becomes very heavy, he's allowed to go do this, bringing the Karbanos that a Nazir Vadai, which is a Nazir Tar, has to bring, which includes the Chatas. So he can bring the Chatas. But Vilu Sveiko, if a person is a Sofek, am I a Nazir Olam or am I not a Nazir Olam? So then he's not allowed to bring the Chatas. He's not allowed to go and cut his hair. So therefore, even in this situation, Rava says to Rav Huna, Braid the Rav Yehuda, that in this situation as well, the Suffolk situation is worse than the Vade situation, and that's why I'm going to be mad to him not to be a Nazir. But in general, we go Nazirus L'chumra, and therefore, in our Mishnah, it's not a stira to say that Rav Yehuda holds that the person who lives in the Galil, if he had known about Trumas Alishka, then we'd put him in a Suffolk situation. Nevertheless, we say that he's Aser. So that's how Rava answers Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Now, he's not willing to give up so fast. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says back to Rava, no, what happens if the person says, Amar Harini Nazir Shimshon? If the person says, I want to be a Nazir Shimshon, included in this, I will be a Nazir if there's 100 core of grain over here, is any type of Nazir, since it doesn't specify. So that would include a Nazir Shimshon. Now, a Nazir Shimshon has some additional different dinim than a Nazir Olam or a regular Nazir. A Nazir Shimshon is not allowed to ever cut his hair. A Nazir Shimshon, just like Shimshon, who it's named afterwards, was never allowed to cut his hair when Delelia cut his hair. So he wasn't allowed to cut his hair at all. The one difference is that Nozer Shimshon was allowed to be Matam el Mason. Shimshon was able to go and touch all the dead bodies that he killed from the Plishtim. It wasn't a problem for him to kill people because he didn't have any restrictions on Tumas Mace. But he had an additional restriction that he never was allowed to cut his hair. Now here, he's never allowed to cut his hair, as opposed to the Nazir Olam, who's allowed to cut his hair when it gets very heavy and brings the Korbanos of a Nazir, which include the Chata, so that was a problem. So in this situation, there is no difference. A Nazir Shimshon has no differences whether he's a Vaday Nazir Shimshon versus a Sofek Nazir Shimshon. He can never cut his hair. He never brings the Korbanos Taglachas because he's a permanent type of Isser, which also includes never cutting the hair. So the Chumrah over here is no difference whether it's a Sofek or a Vaday. How come Rav Yehuda says in this situation that in the Sofek situation we go Lekula? He should say we go Lechumrah. So Rav answers, no, not a problem here as well. Amalei says, Nazir Shimshon Lo Tanya, because this brisa that says if it's 100 kura over here of grain was not talking about a Nazir Shimshon. It was only talking about a regular Ziris or a Nazir Olam. Barvuna by Yehuda says, no, it is Beferish. It also is talking about a Nazir Shimshon because he says to Rava, V'omar Rav Adda Barava, Tanya Nazir Shimshon. Rav Adda Barava, when he learned this, he had the brisa saying specifically it included even a Nazir Shimshon. So Rava throws up his hands and says, I'm a lay, no, Tanya. I can't argue with the brisa. I wasn't aware of that brisa. The Amoraim didn't know all the brises. And you're telling me that Rav Adda Barava brought this down as a brisa, so then I admit that I can't reconcile these two seemingly disparate statements attributed to Rabbi Yehuda. But Ravashi does give a teretz. Ravashi Amar, no. Hahi Rav Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfoni. Yes. This is Rav Yehuda seeming to be contradicting what he said previously. This brisa, we said that even a Nazir Shimshon is going to be Lekula, that is not Rav Yehuda's own shita, that's Rav Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. He himself would say in that situation that it would be Usser, but he brings down from Rabbi Tarfon that in that situation he is going to be permissible and not a Nazir. Why is that? Because the Tanya, we have the following brisa. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, if the person coming near me is Yankel, and the other person says, I'm going to be a Nazir if it's not Yankel. So one of them is a Nazir, but they don't find out is the guy Yankel or not. He turns around and he goes away. So now these two guys are stuck, Reuven and Shimon, that said, Reuven said, I'm going to be a Nazir if that's Yankel. Shimon said, I'm a Nazir if that's not Yankel. Nope, we don't know if it's Yankel or not. So one of them is definitely a Nazir, one of them is definitely not a Nazir. What do we do in that situation? So Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Here Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, Omer, Ein echad mehem nazir. Neither of them, surprisingly, neither Reuven or Shimon is a nazir. Why is that? Because a neder of nazirus has to be lehaflah. L'fishalo nitna nazirus el lehaflah. In order to be a nazir, it has to be 100% clear that you're a nazir. If there's any doubt, by definition, you're not considered a nazir. It has to be a vadai, and any sofik naziris Rabbi Tarfon holds, and that's what Yehuda brings down, this sheet of Rabbi Tarfon, any sofik situation, you're not going to be a nazir. So therefore, in the case of the 100 saw in the Kree, and he doesn't know, was there 100 saw or not, that's why he's not a nazir. That's Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. But Yehuda in our Mishnah, his own opinion is that we go l'chumrah, and therefore, the guy in the Galil, if he knows about Truma Salishka, so then we have to be concerned that maybe he's talking about Truma Salishka, maybe he's talking about Truma, maybe the Neder would be effective, maybe the Neder would not. We go L'chumra. So there's no steer now in Rabbi Yehuda. One is his own personal opinion, and one is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. More questions this, it says, if this answer of Ravashi is right, that this opinion is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, so then why do we have to say, Yehochi, my ear, Yoshinigna of Osha Avad? What difference does it make if the grain was stolen or if the grain was lost? Even if you counted it up and there's 100 core there, he's still not a Nazir according to Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon holds it has to be a Vaday statement. And at the time that you said it, you said, if there is 100 core over here, then I'm a Nazir. That's not a Vaday statement. So how come we even had to mention there, Shenignav Osha Avad? So the boy says, yeah, you're right. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you didn't have to mention that. The chiddush was that the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Tarfon, Lodicha Kocho, the Rabbi Shimon is the one that argues Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. And Rabbi Shimon says, even in that situation, the Avogad, the Nignav Osha Avad, Kesavar Ma'ayil Inish Nafshe L'Sveika. Rabbi Shimon is so strong. And he says that even if it's Nigdava or Sha'avat, where the guy is now stuck in a real sopik situation, yes, a person voluntarily puts himself into a sopik situation, and therefore he becomes a Nazir. So it wasn't necessary to teach us the strength of Rabbi Tarfon's Shita. That was clear. Even if it wasn't Nigdav or Avad, even if he just said, if there's 100 kur in this pile, I'm a Nazir, that's not a haflaw, that's not a specific enough statement, a definitive enough statement. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, you're not a Nazir, even if there's 100 kur over there. But according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's Nigdav or Shavat and you can't figure it out, you might have thought that in that situation, Rabbi Shimon wouldn't put you into a state of Sofik Nazirus L'chumra. No, he does. So that's how we now reconcile these three opinions. We have the opinion in the Brice of the 100 Kor, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon, that you require a definitive statement, laflaw, and you don't have that over there. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, however, he's the one that holds that we go Sofek Nazirus Lechumra. And the reason for that is because the Sofek situation is not worse than the Vade situation. So he goes Sofek Nazirus Lechumra. However, when the Sofek situation is worse than the Vade situation, as the way Rava understood that we're dealing over here with the Nazir Shimshon, so now we can say that that is according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, but according to Rabbi Yehuda himself. There, the Sofek situation is worse than the Vade. That's why, in that situation, he goes Likula. So we've reconciled everything, as Rava had said. Ravashi explained that Rava was correct, and we're done with this little sugya, and we go and continue in the Gemara, we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Stam Truma B'Yehuda V'chule. Mishnah said that using the terminology of Truma in Yehuda, so you have to be concerned that they mean Truma's Halishka versus Truma, and we go Stam situation, L'chumra. However, we then brought down that in the Galil, Rabbi Yehuda says, where they didn't use the terminology of Truma for Truma's Halishka, so therefore, they aren't used to it, they're not makarit, and therefore the halacha is that they mean truma, and the neder doesn't take effect on the kikar. So again, ha makirin asurin, as we just pointed out, that if they were familiar, so to say, with truma salishka, ha makirin, so then when they said truma, they could have meant truma salishka, or they could have meant truma. So therefore we go luchumra and asurin. So therefore we said almos sveika luchumra. We see, as we just pointed out, the Yehuda goes L'chumra in a Sofik situation. Again, and the only reason in Taharos was because that was the Sofik was worse than the Vade. But Gemara says, wait, keep on reading, Ema Seifa. The next part of the Mishnah said, Stam Charamim, that if a person said, this Kikar in front of me should be a Cherim, so then, again, be Yehuda, where they were familiar with Cherim of Kohanim, so then we go L'kula, and say that maybe they meant the Cherim of Kohanim, and it should be Mutter. Ubagalil, where they weren't familiar with Cherim Kohanim, they just were familiar with Cherim for the better Kabayis, Ubagalil Asurin. Because she'ain Anshi Agol, Makirin is Cherim Kohanim. They weren't familiar with it, they didn't deal with Cherim Kohanim, so therefore when they said Cherim, they meant better Kabayis, and that would be, the Kika would take effect on the Dover Hanadr, and it would be awesome. However, that implies, HaMakirin Mutarim, that if they were familiar with Cherim Kohanim, so then in the Galil, it should have also been Aser. But it said, HaMakirin Mutarim. The implication was, in the Galil, it's Aser because they're not used to it. But if they were used to it, the implication would be that it would be Mutar. But how come? I'm a Sveika Lekula. In this situation, you now seem to be saying that Sofik goes Lekula. But we just pointed out that Yehuda holds that Sofik goes Lechumra. So the Mishnah seems to be Mine Obey. It seems to be internally contradictory. First part by Truma, he's saying we go Sofik Lechumra. And now here by Chaim, we seem to be saying you're going Sofik Lekula. So how do you reconcile that? So I'm a Bai. Bai says very simply, Seifah is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadiki. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. This last part that we just read about the Cherim, that goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. And what did he say? The Tanya, we learned in the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Stam Truma, Yehuda, Asura. Rabbi Yehuda goes, it's Stam Truma in Yehuda. We have to go to Chumra because they could mean Truma Salishka, or they could mean Truma, and one would be Asur, and one would be Mutter, and we have to go Stam by Nedarim, Lechumra. Oh, that's Rabbi Yehuda, as we just said. But along comes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. And he holds Omer Stam Charamim Begolul Asurim. He says only in the Galil, where they don't know anything about Cherim Kohanim, do we say that normally it's also. But here the implication would be that if they did know about it, so then you'd have a Sofek, do they mean Cherim Kohanim, or do they mean Cherim for the better Kabayis? And therefore, Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok holds that if it's a Sofek situation, it is Mutter. Oh, so now we clearly have shown that there are two opinions in our Mishnah. The first one was Rabbi Yehuda, and that dealt with Truma. Maybe Truma Salishka, maybe it meant Truma. And if you're uncertain, you have to go Sveika L'Chumra. Oh, that was Rabbi Yehuda. But then the next part of the Mishnah was not Rabbi Yehuda. That now is Rabbi Elazar Tzadok dealing with the Charamim. And if you're not sure that they mean Charamei Kohanim or do they mean Charam for the Bet HaKabayis, there you go, L'Kula. Oh, Sofek L'Kula, that is the opinion of Elazar by Rabbi Tzadok. Baruch Hashem, it was a short shiur today. We finished the daf, and Yitzchak will pick up with the new Mishnah tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.